This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, June 22nd. Well, the stock market's going to open lower this morning, and I don't want that to alarm you because the market has a natural oscillation. So when we go up one day, we tend to go down the next, and so probably we'll be up on Thursday. So these oscillations are normal. They are exaggerated by the algorithms on Wall Street that control trading. I wish I could tell you how the algorithms work. All I can tell you is they tend to oscillate from day to day. Citadel, which controls Wall Street trading, does recruit the best and brightest from our fancy universities to write all these algorithms. But essentially, the algorithms are meant to flush out order flow, boost order flow. And so they're actually meant to scare you, just so you know. But when you have a strong day like you had on Tuesday, usually the market has to give back a third to two-thirds of its gains, and then we'll go from there. There's not a lot of economic news this coming out this week. There is some inflation news that's pretty hideous. Britain's inflation is running at 9.1%. The Bank of England expects it to peak at 11%. Inflation is much worse in Europe because they import goods and their currencies are weak. Here in America, we have a very strong dollar. So we have downward pressure on commodities because commodities are priced in dollars. So our inflation is running a lot lower. So speaking of inflation, we do have crude oil down today. That's largely on economic fears. So I'm not too worried about that. That's good news. But inflation is still elevated out there, and it will remain high. And then we'll see a pretty big dip in September. But yields on the treasuries are meandering a little bit lower right now. As I speak to you, the 2 years 3.09, the 10 years 3.19, so the yield curve is not inverted, but it's pretty darn flat. So the financial stocks are having a hard time. Now, we don't recommend financials, so I'm going to worry about them. If the yield curve does invert, banks do cut off credit, and that is a threat to the market, so we should be on alert for that. Otherwise, Jerome Powell is testifying today. I'm sure he'll get a lot of questions that are going to be pretty brutal. And he's under fire. Janet Yellen's under fire, but, you know, Janet Yellen, you know, speaks so softly, no one can ever hear what she says. And that's that. President Biden is proposing a gas holiday, tax holiday. It's interesting, as they hike the pressure up on the oil companies, they find that sometimes the oil companies' operating margins are less than the federal taxes on gas, and especially when the federal and state taxes are combined. So we'll see if we'll get our federal gas tax holiday. It's a little more than 18 cents a gallon now, so I don't think it'll have that big of an impact, but I guess every little bit helps. And that's about it. So let's just enjoy the quarter and window dressing. Our stocks were very strong yesterday. They're exhibiting relative strength today in the pre-market. So that's a good sign. I expect to benefit from this quarter and window dressing. Then we go on the 4th of July, a weekend. We normally rally in the holiday weekends. Then we usually pause after the 4th of July. And then it'll be every stock for itself as the second quarter earnings announcement season commences. I am not getting analyst cuts on my stocks, so I feel very, very good right now and confident going into the second quarter announcement season. You know, there's a lot of talk about recession. It's going to be a very close call, but most of the talk's coming from executives. Elon Musk obviously thinks there's going to be a recession. He's already laying off some salaried workers on Tesla, and he's kind of grumpy right now. Now, I'd be grumpy if I was him because, you know, there's a shortage of raw materials to build the batteries. These are things like lithium, cobalt, and, of course, nickel that goes in the batteries. The new batteries require a lot more nickel. And because of high prices for those commodities, battery prices are rising. That's why Tesla has to keep raising the price of their vehicles. And the shortage is so acute, they can't run their new factories in Austin and Berlin at full capacity. The other thing is Europe is discussing basically classifying lithium, three types of lithium, as a dangerous material. So you probably have to wear a hazmat suit or something if you handle it. And so this is going to really mess up the gigafactories they're building in all over Europe. So we'll see if this passes or not. But essentially, they're worried about birth defects and things like that. So the EV revolution is continuing. Obviously, high gas prices help. But it's just really, really hard to accelerate it when EVs are getting more expensive because of high battery costs. So fascinating times we're in. But the good news is we're not too far away from earnings. The other good news is we have the stocks that are profiting from all this inflation. Again, do not worry about oscillating oil prices. They still remain elevated, although they're down today. That's just because of the markets are anticipating lower demand, and so some prices are dropping. But our operating margins are so fat, we're going to have just record earnings and continue to have record earnings for several months. So that's it. Let's just hope Wall Street rewards these stocks with good earnings, and we'll find out in a few weeks. But in the meantime, we will be benefiting from quarter and window dressing season. So that's it, everybody. Hang in there. Sorry about the daily oscillations, but the algorithms are driving the bus, and this is kind of normal. So do expect this up-down market action to continue. And that's it. And let's hope Jerome Powell says something positive today, and then maybe the markets can turn on that news. Anyway, it's Louis Navalier. I'll update these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care.